morning we're continuing Chayodim, a Kalan Aleph, learning Siman Zion. A Paris Bekotnon, eating fruit when they're not fully ripened, they're still immature, calls Manchaim Chamutzim, and they're still sour. Avagav, the Mrs. Ben Yodim, Oiklo Misam Kach, even though there are people who will eat them in that stage, but that's not the normal derech. Shechonor Posak, Shim Nechol Kach Ayereat Chach, if people could eat it as is, even though with difficulty, means they don't do it unless there's a need, something of that sort. Mavorachim Repioates, the Shulchan Aruch passes that they have a din of being a pri, because the mice are edible, and with the exception of one or two peiros, which we'll see later on, the bracha is going to be Repioates. Besarachim, the Chayadim finds that difficult. That since they're not eaten in this way, so again we have something which is considered, it's not considered a full pre, so maybe it's not considered produce, or even worse, not considered the product, because since people don't eat it like this, it's not really the appropriate product of this plant. On the other hand, we could argue, or in the scenario where the person has made them edible by roasting them, and then which sweetens them, or something of that sort, so they are a pri, and the point of the Shulchan Aruch is that from that early stage on, that they have a halachic status of a fruit. The only question is just, are they usable as a fruit, but they are a fruit, so once you take this, which is a fruit, and you make it edible by the sweetening process, so you can make the bracha brei pioets. That's the approach of the Shulchan Aruch says it's brei pioets automatically. The Chayyim says you need to do something to do that. However, they're so sour that people do not eat it at all. A cloud, there's no bracha on them. They're not a food yet. Okay, the person eats a piece of wood. He's eating it. He chews it. He swallows it. He doesn't make a bracha. It's not a fruit. Mitkan ba'or al yedei tigun mivarach shehakol. So the person will do some type of process to make them edible. So the bracha does not go up to brei pioets or brei piadama. The bracha is shehakol because it's like taking wood and making it edible. This is still considered wood, since it's a fruit, well before the stages where it's usable as a fruit. That's not a fruit. A common thing that they used to do was they would take fruits and they would make some type of a concoction with honey. They would boil it in the honey or something of that sort. I'm not sure exactly how they did it. And it would make it edible. But if the fruits are still very young, so the lach is you do a shein oz in riyam lachila klal klal. So without this process of adding the honey to them, they would not be edible. So mavarach rak shehakol. So the bracha is now that they have been processed with the honey, and they are edible. It's like taking something which is a non-fruit, making it edible. So a non-fruit which is edible is a shehakol. So the bracha is a shehakol. Now, while on Novim, so, but the Gemara says that the exception to this is grapes. Grapes have a stage, which are known in Halacha as Boser, where they're considered that they've developed to some extent, but not fully. So the bracha is not going to be Brei Pioets, but it will be Brei Piadama. They're a pre, they're not the full pre yet. So that stage is for its Halacha as Boser. Midina ein mevorach alav Brei Pioets, achia kapula loven. The chadam lezet nikri boiser. So it has to reach a certain size. We're talking about a regular standard grape, it has to reach a certain size, the size of a certain type of a bean. And when the grape is the size of that bean, it's considered fully grown, and the bracha is brei pioets. Until that time, it's considered what's known as boiser, and the bracha is brei piadama. Now, the problem is we don't know exactly how large that is. We don't know what Chazal are referring to when they say pula loven. Exactly how large it is. Kiman Shane Anachta Bekiyam Bashir Pula Lovin. We're not sure how large is this white bean. So we do not make the bracha prayer pure eitz until it's clearly fully grown. The Mishabura adds that if we can recognize from the flavor, etc., the way it is, that this is the full growth of the grape, it's not going to get any larger. Based on what we're seeing, or even it will get larger, but it's considered by people fully usable, etc. So then you make a repuites. That definitely meets that criteria. Okay, they make a bracha on grapes. They use it. The grapes apparently were not as common in that area. They didn't. It was a little bit colder area, colder climate. So they weren't necessarily fully grown. You make a bracha on grapes. And there are other fruits which also, Chazal gave us a shear that before this time, the bracha was only b'pi adama. In general, this is not a common issue. People are going to be getting things in the market. They're fully grown. It's not an issue. A person can assume the bracha is b'pi adama without a doubt. And so the idea that there's such a thing as a early stage, according to the according to the Shulchan Aruch, exists, but on a practical level, it's not so common. Have a good day.